No, we're not starting over. We started.
We're heavily edited.
And thank you for listening.
Thank you. Welcome.
Wow. The show's over.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Welcome to a special edition.
A very short special edition.
Short special edition of OFTU, Only Funny to Us podcast. A first for me. I'm going to actually do it this time. My name's Steve.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Wow, Ben.
End of I'm Cliff. That was an end of another era.
That really was. Curly is finally.
He wasn't Brenda or Lucy or some Helen the lesbian.
Or Seamus McManus.
Tebow
C. Bryson.
Or Tebow C.
Bryson.
Tebow C. Beasley.
Beasley. Oh, shit. That's
although I was Tebow for a little while last night.
Had the return of Tebow down at Vintage. Yeah, that's right.
We're here to make announcements.
Yes.
Yeah, we just a few. Wanted to get together briefly and just let everybody know kind of where we are now, where we've been.
You're in Camden now.
And where we're headed.
Where we're going, yes.
We're not going to be on Only Funny to Us as much anymore.
No.
We're not really out of the usual.
No, I mean, not for the last year and a half anyway.
No, true.
Mm-mm.
And you'll notice one notable absence here, which that got kind of regular towards the end there.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
But TJ, his his work obligations. I think he works 24s and 24s, so
yeah,
he doesn't really have the time constantly to be over here. And he's trying to get some personal things together. And we also hear he's doing some world travel, so mm-hmm. we'll try to keep you updated on that. But
it's very busy
as often as we hear from him.
Hopefully, we get some emails or some satellite phone calls or
maybe
something.
Maybe a postcard with a
message in a bottle.
So what we have decided to do is we're going to do an offshoot podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And Cliff's wife, Virginia, came up with the name for us since the three of us all graduated in 1990. And we're going to try to record it once a month at the back room at Vintage, who's going to be our main sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we can say they are a sponsor.
They are a sponsor
right
now.
Always go
They're
there.
They're implicated, yes.
Yeah, that's right. So we're going to call the new podcast Vintage 1990. What are we going to talk about?
A lot of Hartsville stuff.
Hartsville stuff. We're going to try to do some Hartsville stuff and maybe some national issues, just whatever.
We'll do a lot of opinions.
Because as you well know, we have opinions on everything, mm-hmm. but we're experts on nothing.
Absolutely.
We want to hit some of the big events that Hartsville has.
Yep.
Like outdoor concerts. Parties. Yeah, like the thing, it was canceled the other night because of rain, but how much we love this town.
Oh, yeah.
I love this town event.
Festival.
But it got canceled.
So we're going to be covering that. We'll do some on-the-road stuff where we go to local festivals. Mm-hmm. Since it's festival season.
And we're not going to be as, what's the word I'm looking for?
Raunchy.
Okay, that's a good one. Yeah.
It's going to
be filth. Yes.
We're going to be more family, politically correct.
Guys, we're trying to finally grow up. We figured
we're almost 50. It's time.
I know we're man children. We'll always be man children.
Always. Yeah.
And we're still going to change.
And when TJ does decide to drop in from time to time, maybe we'll drop an Only Funny to Us episode.
Hopefully. Right. Yeah.
That's our hope anyway.
Hope. Yeah.
And I hope to either me or all three of us together. We hope to interview. Maybe do some interviews.
Big time.
Yeah. With some local people.
Local folks.
We're trying to set something up right now. We just got to get the timing nailed down. Yeah.
I mean, I guess you can say who it is.
We're calling you out, Mel Pennington.
let's keep it under wraps for now
in case
we haven't got a 100% commitment
Well,
yet.
Well, I thought we did get a 100% commitment. We're just...
He's still scared of Steve's interview style.
Well, who's... Yeah.
He's a gotcha. Still... He's a gotcha guy. He's a Chris Hansen.
Gotcha. I'm Steve. I'm here. Talk to me.
Have a seat over there,
hey,
please.
That's not a bad idea.
Steve...
Steve, on the spot.
But I'll say this much. If we do get them on, it's a musician.
Yes.
So we'll get to hear some
someone
stuff.
That you want some, jammed
some,
with.
Some submit good your stuff. Guesses now.
Yeah, we'll get to hear some good stuff from this certain person who everybody knows. But
we'll put everything we know on our Facebook page.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. On the Only Funny to Us Facebook page, because eventually we'll have to create another.
Yes.
Down the road, once we get a couple episodes in, maybe.
Yeah, we'll wait till we get rolling.
You'll be able to find the episodes on the OFTU feed
yep.
for a while until we transition to another one or
or
simultaneous, or however we're
going to
do
just,
it.
We may just do simultaneous. I don't know. We'll
just
see.
Release them all because we've got that fan base that we don't want to lose.
But yeah, we're going to put, for now at least, we're going to put this podcast on the
OFTU network.
OFTUnetwork.com. So
yeah, and we just don't know if we can commit to doing it every week. So
right. No, we're going to do it once a month.
And they're going to be longer.
Because we're gonna, all of us still do have other things
going on. We're
going
to record them Monday or Tuesday nights mm-hmm. in the back room at Vintage.
Mm-hmm. As many times as Steve can get here without yeah. putting himself
well, that's
way
why
out.
That's why we're doing it once a month.
Once a month. Yeah. I can definitely handle that.
That'll be no problem.
Yeah.
But no,
maybe while we enjoy a pizza from Sonia's.
Everybody go to Sonia's. Great.
Steve calls it Sonia's. But it's Sophia's Pizzeria right down the street from Vintage.
You want
from
one of those
Vintage
chicken Alfredo pizzas from Sonia's?
Listen, I had a Caesar salad, chicken Caesar salad from there one time. It was so freaking huge. I mean, it came out. I thought it was a joke. I was like, this has got to be like a double, right? No, it's crazy.
I had the garlic Parmesan wings last night.
No, did you?
12 of them.
You ate 12 wings?
Yes.
You ate so 12? Fat.
One setting. Guess who woke up in the middle of the night with
vomiting.
Some major acid reflux?
Yes, you.
This guy.
Well, but they're good, though.
I was hurting.
Was it worth it?
Yeah, at the time, it was worth it.
It was worth it anyway.
Well, there you go.
It wasn't worth it yet, Mom, at 4 o'clock in the morning, though.
Well.
And that also brings us around to, if you have suggestions for things you want us to do stories on, because we're going to kind of do that.
That's right. Interviews, Steve Crowley, roving reporter.
That's it. Yep. He is the Edward Murrow of
Hartsville.
Is it? Yeah.
I can't.
Edward R. Murrow. Is that
right? That was him, yeah.
The burgeoning.
Mm-hmm. So. Give us suggestions if you can hook us up with people.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean,
Hartsville institutions,
yeah,
people who run them.
Love to interview people locally.
And just FYI, like the 1990 part does not mean we only want people from 1990.
No,
that's just because that's when we graduated. We're going to call it Vintage 72 or 1972, but Cliff was born one day before 1972.
Man, sorry about that. I can't help that. I was 20 days late.
Not, you know what? I don't blame you. I blame your parents.
me too.
So
I blame them for a lot.
Your mother couldn't wait.
Eight more hours, and I would have been the next day.
You could have been baby New Year.
Eight more hours, I would have been after midnight.
If she had waited, it would be a totally different person that would have come out.
And why?
Because he's the product of one very specific.
He was
sperm.
The same baby.
Oh.
Now, yeah, I mean, I waited one more day to have him.
Yeah, I wasn't conceived at a different time.
Oh, I thought we were talking about conceiving.
Oh, my God.
No, I wasn't there for that.
I was talking about when he was born.
Born,
jerk.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Steve is still a turd. He will always be a turd.
You know what?
We're going to try to be nice to him. God help us.
You're going to have to
pray.
Be nice to
any of you out there that are religious, pray for Cliff and myself, please.
We are trying to graduate from...
Potty humor.
Horrible.
Whoa, that was your mic. Give it a jiggle.
Hey, guess what? The equipment's old. It hasn't been used in a year. Yeah. It doesn't
like
it anymore.
We're trying to graduate from...
Yeah, and it's gone again. It's the cable, Steve. Yeah. Try to jiggle the cable in the bottom of your mic. There you go.
We're trying.
What the hell?
We're trying to graduate from basement level man children.
Up to the sewer.
Up to at least the first floor.
First floor man children.
First floor, second floor man children.
We're getting out of the gutter and into the...
We're going to get out of the gutter
with our
new projects.
It's still going to be humorous, I hope.
It'll still be humorous. We're not
going to...
Not... Humor's not going away. It's
diarrhea
just not
talk, and
it's just not going to be the raunchy humor.
I want to do a recording of Steve trying to get one of those new chicken sandwiches.
We are still going to do the Steve Tries videos.
Oh yeah,
because we've only done three, but I think we've got the potential to do so many more. The problem has always been convincing Steve to try these things.
Yeah, I need him to mow my lawn.
Yeah, we're going to get Steve to cut grass.
I can't do anything that involves partial or whole nudity.
That's not going to... No, there'll be none of it. Partial, like your shirt off?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you'll do
that. You've done
that. You're doing
that.
You
showered with TJ.
You did shower with TJ.
Yes, but you didn't get the whole torso.
Well, it's all right. You know what? There's no body shaming here, Steve. You be you.
You know that.
Just let Cliff and myself get some sunglasses.
I'll be me with a shirt on. Mm-hmm.
Let me bleach my eyes beforehand.
I just bit the white... shiny skin.
I did ask you last night if you wanted to take a platonic shower with me.
You did.
He did.
Did you get an answer from me?
No.
Well, I kind of waited
that
around.
Never
I turned the phone off.
I kind of waited around.
Changed my address and number. They've moved. This is a new house.
I'm in Costa Rica.
Clips on Skype.
No Skypes. And, not unless we have to.
Hopefully this time, once Mark Jacobs gets back, we can maybe get him to actually. Mm-hmm. Mark wants to come on, and I guess we can, since we're on a different podcast now, or will be, we can get him to come on and talk about wrestling, because I have another friend of mine, Jordan Flowers. Mm-hmm. He's got a lot of wrestling.
Bring him on.
So I thought we could bring him and Mark. That'd be a good one.
Sounds good to me.
I haven't really, but it'd be old wrestling, the wrestling that, you know, I watched when I was a kid. I don't really follow it now.
No, I don't either. But, I never liked it, really.
I loved it when I was a kid.
Have at it.
And Glow. Oh, my God. Glow Wrestling. Loved it.
Well, there's a Netflix series, isn't there?
I was about 14 or so, and I just was, you know, waiting for nipples constantly. Got to be something. Got
to
be something.
You have to do pay-per-view to watch that now.
I know. Now it's... Yeah.
You can see it, but it's pay-per-view.
Yeah.
All right, so let's wrap this one up.
Yeah,
I'll let you know.
I do just want to say also,
sure.
And I don't know how you guys feel, but don't you kind of feel a little bittersweet right now?
A little bit.
A little bit bittersweet.
Change is always
a little bit like that.
But if
kind of the end of an era, but we're keeping the door cracked.
I was bittersweet some time ago. I'm over it now.
Oh, yeah. We were burned out.
Yeah.
I know.
Quite honestly. We were trying really hard at the end.
We had a lot of great times. You know, it's kind of going to be...
Let's quite be honest. It changed a lot of lives.
We didn't die, and no. TJ's just gone away.
He's not dead.
But still, you know, it's kind of like when your favorite TV show goes off or
something.
That's
true, but you can always watch replays, and all the old episodes are still out there.
You know, one thing TJ did say, the show changed a lot of lives. It certainly changed mine.
It definitely changed Cliff's. I don't know if everyone know about the changes.
I'm married.
I don't remember, yeah.
I'm newly married as of January.
That's right.
Because of the podcast.
Because of the podcast.
It rekindled the podcast.
It started an old romance back up after my other one ended, yeah.
20 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
20 plus years, yeah.
Yeah, it was 1991 when we met. Oh, there's that great noise again. Steve, your pacemaker.
Maybe Steve's cable is bad, too.
I think we're going to have to get some
cables. Oh, is your pacemaker acting up?
What's that noise?
Go get me a hammer. I'll make sure it acts up.
Lady. Sounded like Jerry Lewis.
But go ahead, Cliff. You were going to say something before I interrupted you.
Now we have to get Steve married. That's the goal of the next episode, or the next series of podcasts, is to get Steve married off.
Let's just get him laid. Or hooked up.
Cat lady.
Get him a kiss. Jesus, something.
You know, if anyone wants to prove an incel wrong, contact Steve. And we're going to hook you up.
Yeah.
Any of you Me Too ladies want to go after him?
Oh, my God.
Prove him wrong? We can do it.
We can also supply you with his phone number.
Go ahead.
At request.
No, don't dox me again.
No, I'm not going to do it again.
You've already doxed me several times.
Oh, my God. Listen to him using cool lingo.
Did you ever figure out who it was that all the texts were from? Last time we posted
on Facebook. I'm sure y'all know.
No, we don't.
We absolutely
swear.
Do not.
I swear
nobody
to God,
told
not
us.
Behind that.
Nobody told us.
Tell me the one that said it was an old girlfriend of TJ's?
Yeah.
We don't know.
I have no idea, because I don't know who that could be.
I finally Googled the number. It's a Charleston number.
Well, but that doesn't necessarily...
They said they're in Florence.
That doesn't necessarily mean that they're not in Florence.
It's true.
Right, but they were, I guess, in Charleston at one time.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Well, I have no clue.
We don't know.
I'm sorry.
And you know...
Yeah. But
it's funny, though.
We'll send TJ a postcard. Maybe he'll respond. And
if you hear me, text me back.
Give him a Western Union telegram.
If you're listening to this, text me back.
Keep text. Hey, it narrows
Don't
it down
worry.
That way.
There's a holiday coming up, and your phone number will be supplied on my Facebook page.
Aha.
For all the people to text Lonely Steve and wish him Happy Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or whatever you celebrate.
My little studio Soviet block apartment.
Here's that great sound.
Well, we're going to figure that out.
Sorry.
It could be any of us. Not me.
Jiggle your cable, Steve.
There it is.
Maybe that was it.
Oh, so to wrap up, follow us on Facebook again, OnlyFunnyToUs. Facebook.com/OnlyFunnyToUs.
I think that's what it is, yeah.
And we don't do Twitter.
We have a Twitter, but
we never use it.
It's defunct.
Yeah,
Facebook's the best one for us.
Yeah.
It's always at hand.
That's true.
Follow us there. You'll find out the news for where the other show. Well, the show's going to be back in your feed if you kept us on your feed. So
yeah, it'll be back.
Back in your iTunes,
just look
or
out.
Android, wherever
just
you
keep
are.
Looking out for
your Google Play.
Jiggle your cord now.
Jeez,
I don't know what the hell that is. Could it be that box?
It could be.
We got so many
Lord knows.
Wires and to just connections, and we'll figure it all out. This stuff sits up for a while. It collects dust.
Yeah,
and,
it hasn't been broken out in a while.
Since December of...
December of last year.
Last year.
Of 18. Yeah.
18. Yeah. Wow, Christmas Eve.
And stuff doesn't like to sit.
Man, we came over here Christmas Eve and recorded, didn't we?
That was the last time.
I didn't, because I was in Charleston.
That was right before I got married.
Yeah, you did. You were
on here Christmas Eve.
I guess, yeah.
I would have thought I was in Charleston.
Well, it said December 24th on the date when I listened to it yesterday, so...
I can't remember.
That's good.
Me neither.
All it was last year.
They changed my job. I can't remember anything that goes on anymore. I've got to manage people now. It's weird.
My elbows hurt.
Your what?
My elbows.
Oh.
Say goodnight, Stephen.
All right, guys. Be listening out.
Actually, say good afternoon.
Yeah. Say good evening coffee,
good
Steve.
Evening. Yeah, look out. We may drop a few evening coffees with Steve Crowley.
We'd like to do that, too. Yeah.
So. Because, I guess when we decide who we're going to interview, they can decide which show they want to be on.
Right.
Yeah. The classy one or the not so classy one?
Yeah, the classy one, the informative one, or the shit one.
Or the shit show.
The shit show, which is this one.
But you guys, we'll be back soon. Be listening out for us.
Yeah, very soon.
We've had a great run. We want to continue. So until then, I guess I'll say goodnight. Will this be on at night or day?
It doesn't matter. Just say what you want.
I don't know. Say something stupid.
Say, see you later.
Whatever it is, you're going to be stuck with it.
See you later.
I don't like that either.
We'll fix it.
Good night.